Continue to remember always on our prayer list, along with this prophet's place, Katie Hensley and Mr. Leathers, also Brother Jimmy at Diversity Care. And you got any updates on Iris Cassidy?
She's still doing good.
She's still doing good. Okay, let's continue. Continue to pray for her. And also Wayne Lester, you know more about that.
Getting stronger day by day at the home from the surgery, first surgery he had. He's got a second one coming.
Okay. And Wayne Lester's doing better every day, has improved, and that's great. And we're grateful that Nell has been improving and she's doing well, and we're grateful for that.
Amen.
I don't see Sandra and Richard today, but have you heard any update on her sister-in-law? No. But let's continue to pray for Joyce Laughlin. James Cosby's been sick, and let's keep him in our prayers, and he keeps coming back on him.
He's not back yet.
He's not yet. So let's pray for Brother Jim. And continue to pray for Brother Robert. And you're doing well?
Doing very well.
Okay.
Very well.
December 12th party at the Osbournes had been canceled, and there's just too many things going on right now, so we hate that. We always enjoy that, but we're not going to do it this year. And the directories are ready. They're back in the back, so one per family. They're sitting on the stool back there in the back. They just haven't been put together right.
That's right.
So,
for the reason that's listed there.
Okay. Yeah, the packet in the middle of the booklet, and so there's clasp in the booklet to put it together if you choose to. So,
if they want to use that booklet, then that's fine. But if they want to use a notebook or something else, they're free to do that.
Take it out.
Got three hole punch in all of them.
Yeah. Thank you, Ms. Chang, for all you've done for us.
Amen.
Our sympathy goes out to for the passing of Mary Casey, and I'm sure a lot of you knew Mary. She had health problems for a long time. She had cancer, was on dialysis, and passed away last week. And that's Brian and Brayden's great grandmother. So let's keep the Caseys in our prayers also. I don't think I have anything else. Anybody have anything? If not, let's get our service and song. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
26. 426. And for those who can, let's stand. And after this song, we'll have a prayer led by Brother Jim. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children in
excellent grace.
meekness. Praise Him, praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, loud with hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigning forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming, over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, praise Him, ever in joyful song.
Most gracious, loving Heavenly Father, once again we come to You thanking You for the many blessings of this life that You have given us, and especially thanking You for the love that You have for us in sending Your only Son into this world, that we might have a hope of being with You someday in heaven. We ask Your blessings now on those that have been hurt by this kind of pandemic that we have. We pray for them and ask that You bless them and keep them safe and get beat out of You. We pray that for our nation, this town, Lord, we pray for those who teach them peace. We pray that You would bless them and keep them out of harm's way if it be that night. We pray that You will always look to us favorable in any way that You can, if it be that will. Go with us now through the rest of this service and through the rest of our lives, and at the end of this life, we pray that we might have a home with You in heaven someday, if it be that. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Be seated, please. Yes. In preparation for the Lord's Supper, let's turn to number 591. 591.
Tis midnight and dawn, all is round.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom."
Gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we gather around this table to remember your Son who came into the world, taught us the things you'd have us to know, and Father, to die upon that cross because of our sins. As we look back to the cross, Father, we pray as we partake of this loaf which represents his body, that we'll examine ourselves, Father, and partake of it in a manner to be pleasing to thee. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Continue our thanks, our Heavenly Father, for this cup, the fruit of the vine, which represents that blood that was shed for the remission of our sins. And again, Father, we pray that we'll partake of this and be in manner be pleasing to thee. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Lord's Supper being completed, we now have an opportunity to give back to further the work here at this place. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the blessings that we have. We realize, Father, that these blessings come from you. Help us now, Father, to give back to the church in order your work can be carried out, not only here in this community, but even throughout the world. Thank you so much for your Son. Thank you so much for your blessings. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. We have 20 present this morning. Today is November 22nd, 2020, for taping purposes. If you would, at this time, let's mark our songbooks at number 715. 715 will be our song of invitation. And once you've marked that, let's turn to number 145. I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me, how he left his home in glory for the cross of Calvary. Yes, I'll sing.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for your participation as we sing praise to God and encourage one another by the same songs. And today, we want to talk about how to talk with other people, how to reach other people with the gospel, how to make a difference in their lives as we worship God today and as we talk with others as we go from day to day with Him. Thank you for your participation with us in every way in our worship today and in the applications of it for others. When we think about the way of God, we're talking about a way that's righteous. And notice what the Lord said plainly about that in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many there be that go in therein. But straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Notice that in this regard, growing spiritually and being the kind of people means that we go into a straight gate and walk a narrow way that leads unto life. And when we do that, we realize that there are certain things in life that we may have practiced before that we cannot take along the straight gate and narrow way, that we could have taken if we chose the broad gate and the wide way that leads unto destruction. There are many words that we have been taught by others along the way we've learned them and picked them up that we do not take along that straight gate and narrow way. There are many habits and practices of life that we may have been instructed by others that we do not carry along that way that's a straight gate and narrow way. When we find ourselves in drunkenness in the ways of that way of life, we're in the broad way and we're in that destruction way that leads unto death. Sad it is that that's the case, and someone should come and help us. The Lord Jesus came to help us, and in this way, in Luke 19, verse 10, He tells them, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. In Jesus coming to seek and save the lost, it's mentioned to us in John 3, 16, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He sent Him, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. It is the case that Jesus is so important that He is the representative of the right ways of God that we should follow. When we find ourselves doing that, Peter tells us in 1 Peter 2, beginning verse 1, that we should put away from ourselves the ways of life of evil talk and evil mannerisms of life. He tells us, let us put those things aside. And as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby. In 1 Peter 2, verses 1 and 2, he tells us two sets of things that we do. One, put certain things away. They don't go down the straight gate and narrow way. This is a way of life is not to be followed, not to be pursued as we go that way. But to find ourselves walking the way of Christ Jesus is to find ourselves as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. The milk of God's Word is to be that which we enjoy, and we'll see growth in our lives. As we read God's Word, we read particularly the words that Jesus spoke to us and the words that Peter, Paul, James, and Jude wrote to us about the way to live for God in the way that we live. And when we encourage others to do that, we're encouraging them to walk a spiritual way of life. You'll observe, please, in this regard, that the Word of God is to guide us and direct us. In Hebrews chapter 5, commencing at verse 12, he says, "For when the time has come that you ought to be teachers, you have need that one come and teach you again the oracles which be the first principles of God, and not desirous," he says, "of being a person who stays in the milk of God's Word and unlearned. You find yourself growing in the ways of God to become a teacher of His right way. And as a result of being a person who talks about the right ways of God, you discern both good and evil." As we grow in life and we find ourselves deciding that this way of life that looks so good, looks so helpful, has got an end to it that is really not going to be helpful to me and not going to be helpful to anybody I'm an example to. When my example is to them of following this way of life, it is sad to say that that way of life is pursuing the cause of death and the cause of destruction. So that's what he says. You ought to be teachers. And you can discern what's good and evil when you grow in the milk of God's Word to the taking of meat in God's Word. And of the meat in God's Word, you can determine how you will live, good or bad, as things come and go to your attention in life. When we find ourselves doing that, we're growing in God and we're growing in the righteous way of the Lord. Not all of us have parents that had that background. I'm fortunate enough to have had parents that had all of that kind of background and the teaching that was given to me. And as I began to preach the gospel, they became the people who worked with the Word of God and sought out the idea that people don't always do what's right. Always insist that people do what's right and good, because they need to become teachers of God's Word and discern good from evil. As we look at things and look at things to life, we need to look ahead. And as wise man Solomon said in Proverbs 27, verses 12 and 13, that the prudent man foreseeth danger ahead and guardeth himself, hideth himself. He finds a cleft in the rock that he can hide in so that he cannot be hurt by that which is coming up ahead. Looking up ahead is what we need to do in being people who discern what's good and evil. We'll discern it by way of looking at the end of the profanity used, looking at the end of the ways of life that are being practiced. Do we find an end of that way of life being good and helpful that we'd recommend to others, that we'd give others the idea, you need to follow this way of my example? Or would you find that this example leads unto the broad way and leads to that way of destruction? Let's be people then who follow the ways of the Lord and righteous ways of the Lord in our lives. When the early apostles of the Lord were challenged by the Sanhedrin Council in Acts chapter 4, beginning verse 9 through verse 12, they replied that we must but speak the things that are seen and the things that have been heard. They had just healed a man who was very, very ill from birth, who found himself in need and called upon their attention to be helped, and they helped him by way of the power God had given to those apostles at that time. They utilized it, and thus they were then called to trial. And the Sanhedrin Council said, "Tell us why you've done this." And they said, "It's the things we've seen and the things that we've heard." Acts chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. He goes on with very famous words listed in Acts 5 at verse 29. When Simon Peter says we must obey God rather than man. We need to compare everything that we're taught, everything that we see, to the Word of God, to the teaching of God's will, and behaving as He has set forth for us to do, we'll find ourselves doing the right thing. But if we find the way of pleasing mankind, we can find a way that pleases mankind to lead not to life, but unto death. As mankind is pleased with our practices and the way that they teach us to follow a way of life, it will be a way that is destructive and a way that is harmful. If you would turn me in the Bible to the book of Psalms, chapter 37, and you'll notice even back here early, David is talking about the ways of life and the kind of activities of life that man does. Along with his fellow man, he is an example to the people who follow him. Let's go to Psalms 37 and verse 18. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Notice he starts out with talking about people who are walking that narrow way and going that way of life that leads unto life. And he says, God, the Lord knoweth the days of the upright, that their inheritance shall be forever. And he says, they shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. Psalms 37, verse 20 now. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. Notice the relationship that we have with God and the relationship that we have with righteous conduct versus that way which is not right, that way which is evil, and how it will be cut off from God. He says in verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Who is this person? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Notice that as we walk the way that he said, the Lord delights in the way that we're walking. And as he delights in the way that we're walking, though we slip at times, fall back to a way that's the broad way and that way of destruction, we find ourselves saying, that's not where I ought to be. That's not what I ought to do. These are not the words I ought to say. These are not the deeds that I ought to do. I'll come back to the Lord. And he says, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. As the Lord's word comes to be about our lives and a reminder to us of where we are, David says the following in verse 25. I have been young and now I'm old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. When we find a way that God's way is the will of the Lord, David says, following that way, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging bread. He goes on to say in verse 26, he that is ever merciful and mendeth, and his seed is blessed, depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. When we find ourselves going through that which is evil and wrongdoing, we don't have to stay there. We don't have to abide there. We don't have to fool ourselves in believing that God is going to save us there. We turn and come back to God. For it is said there in verse 27, the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. I hope you're seeing the wisdom that I speak this morning. And the idea of the Lord being the right way, and that's the way of talking about the Lord. He says, the mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. There will be a judgment day for each one of us. As we read in Hebrews 9 at verse 27, it's appointed a man once to die, and after this, the judgment. There is a judgment based upon God's will and God's way, and we find ourselves going into death once, and after this, the judgment. We need to be people who follow the law of God. He says in verse 31, the law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. I notice in this particular chapter, Psalm 37, beginning back up at verse number 18 and 19, I see a righteous example. I see a way of relationship that the righteous have with God and that the evil do not have with God. Notice what is said in regard to what they do in life. He says in verse 31, the wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way. He shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Notice the difference in the way of the wicked. Though they at times have great power and are presented as, he says here, a green bay tree, he will pass away. Lo, he was not. I sought him, and he could not be found. He says then, mark the perfect man, the complete man. Behold the upright, for in the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the Lord of the righteous is of the Lord. He is a strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them and shall deliver them from wicked and save them because they trusted in him. What kind of life do we lead? What kind of activities do we engage? If we find ourselves doing that which is wicked and wrongdoing, we find a poor example that we leave for others and a way of destruction ultimately that comes about. But if we do a way that is righteous and good, a way that is by Jesus as a straight gate and narrow way, a difficult gate, straight meaning difficult, it's not that we can take everything through that gate along with us. Words, mannerisms of life that are sinful and wrongdoing, we can't take them with us. But we can find ourselves going through that straight gate and narrow way that leads unto life. And he says, there be few that find it. Few that find that straight gate and narrow way. Because they listen to others who are wicked in their ways and wicked in their deeds. And they find themselves practicing the example of others in their own way of life. What kind of things can we do with others? We can teach others by our example. We can teach others by the Word of God that we have been growing in from babes into growing to discern good and evil. We can find ourselves growing and rewarding their lives by a great example that they want to follow. They want to live that way. They want to have that hope. And they want to know that in their death, there is life beyond the grave. There is hope beyond the grave. And that's the way of life that we ought to follow. What a blessing it is to have this to be taught to us in God's Word and God's way. And not just because that preacher said it. Not just because that Psalm 37 was of that particular lesson. But because I read it myself and I delivered it. When my dad and I were going back home, my mom, We were going back home from church services as a young man. I've illustrated this before, mentioned to you before. It's fitting right here and now today. I was not asked, what did you enjoy about the service today? I was asked, what do you remember that really helped your life today? And I would reply the things that, because I've been taught to look for things that helped my life. And I'd share with them something about a narrow gate, a straight gate, and a narrow way that leads to life. That's the way for us to follow. And the example to give. And the teaching to grant to our children and our children's children. And along the way to our friends and neighbors that are round about us. That's the way of God to live. God bless you all. Thank you for listening justly today. And as we stand to sing this song of encouragement, if you need to come to Jesus, will you come? As we stand together and let us sing.
Will you come? Will you come? Will you come?
Man, he shall die in peace. So that's a good thing to know. This rest that he received. God bless you, everyone. Look forward to seeing you tonight at 6, if possible. And also, on this particular week, we determined to do what, Tuesday night Bible study instead of Wednesday night Bible study. But are we going to do Tuesday night Bible study this week?
I thought we decided none this week.
Not this week. Because of the pandemic situation, we're going to avoid that extra meeting this week. So we're not meeting even on Tuesday night this week. We commonly meet on Tuesday night during the week of Thanksgiving, but we don't have to this year, and so we don't meet on Tuesday night or Wednesday. God bless you, everyone. Look forward to seeing you next Lord's Day.
Let's turn to number 249.
Miss Jane, if you'd go to the back there and take your spot to pass out our newest directories. That's a new directory today.
Your time is filled with sweet transition. No other thunder can stand. Your hope things eternal. Oh, you got some changes.